Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green, and I am the host. And today I'm joined by Rashonda McDaniels from Little Steps Daycare. Rashonda, thank you so much for being here, making the time for me. I know you're busy, but when we met and we've been working together, I really loved your story, how you presented yourself, and how you talked about the daycare. So here we are. We're on the podcast. That's what I do. So,
all right. Thank you for having us.
No problem. So tell us a little bit about yourself first. Where did you grow up? Where'd you go to school? How did all this transpire?
So I grew up here in Muskegon, Michigan. I am the oldest of seven children. I'm the only girl.
Wow.
And
bless you.
I graduated from Muskegon High School.
Go Big Reds.
And I got into childcare. This is all I've ever done. My first job was with the childcare. It was a part of Muskegon Public at the time.
Okay.
And I was like a teen. And then I just kind of fell in love with it. And I met someone, a lady, who just carried me under her wing. And it just grew on me. And then I decided to go to college to, you know, pursue a little bit more. And this is all I've done for the last 15 years.
Yeah, so you went to college for early childhood development.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you attend?
Baker College.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to Baker for a little bit for EMS. Yeah. So what inspired you was just that mentor, right?
Yeah,
so,
and sometimes you try to run away from these type of things. Like as a child, I'll say, like, oh, I don't want any kids. I'm not going to do that. But as I look back, some of the pioneers in my family, this is a part of my bloodline. So I'm really doing, you know, what I've always seen. You kind of just run away from it. Yeah. My grandma was a computer teacher with Muskegon Heights Public Schools.
Okay.
And then my great-grandma, she also owned her own daycare.
So that's what you mean by bloodline.
Yeah, so it's in me.
Yeah.
And I guess this is where God wanted me to be.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the youngest, you said?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest, mm-hmm. Okay. So you were taking care of all...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the boys.
All the boys.
Okay, so you were born literally to do this.
To do this, yeah.
And you got trained. So you've been doing it longer than 15 years.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's amazing. So born and raised here, fell right into it, long bloodline. Describe the community you serve, what makes it unique, and how that looks for you. So,
the community I serve is the community that I came up in. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anyone could work in the community that I serve better than someone that's been a part of it. I serve those who are, underserved.
Mm-hmm.
They may be receiving some kind of subsidy. I try to be as affordable as possible just to meet those needs. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's important. Mm-hmm. We're CDFI as a credit union, mm-hmm. low-income designation. So we do the same thing. We try to look out into the community and see how we can impact those around us.
Because
mm-hmm. When communities thrive, we all thrive, right? So it's mm-hmm. about giving back.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What was the biggest challenge you faced when you first opened the doors?
Ooh.
Or getting your doors open, even? However you want to go on that.
The biggest challenge was... just having that confidence in myself, like saying, hey, you know, one minute I'll be like all in, like, yeah, I'm ready. And then I'll hear a story of somebody else's, you know, not so good success. But I had those people behind me, like pushing me, that would get me back going. Another huge challenge was just trying to balance my income to get everything set up to be ready to be licensed.
Yeah.
So usually if someone asks me about you know, how to get started. I always just say, you know, you got to have those finances together. Mm-hmm. And be willing to know, like, I'm not going to have everything that I would actually want my daycare to look like.
Right.
'Cause that was my issue, wanting to have it exactly how I'm picturing it in my head. So just trying to balance, you know, home and getting it all set up.
Yeah.
But I was grateful to, I had people that donated to me, you know, just donated items that I needed. But it was a challenge to begin with.
Sound like it took a village.
Mm-hmm. So yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's a typical, it's in-home daycare, correct?
Yes.
At your house. So any difficulties in separating that out? Like knowing that this is your place of business, but also your home, and
so
has that made any impact?
How our home is set up, mm-hmm. We kind of have some separation. I have a gated off, you know, to let my family know when the gates are closed, daycare is closed, so that we can all have that family time and not focus on it anymore. But it's not really, I guess recently we're working on trying to increase our numbers.
Yeah.
And a part of that is, you know, giving more space of ours to daycare. And so that challenge has been like moving our family area to our basement.
Okay.
Things like that. But we make it work.
Yeah.
We make it work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. haven't worked with you a little bit. You're a little bit of a perfectionist. There's nothing wrong with that. But it also makes it hard when you're going into business because, like, sometimes you just got to jump in. Like,
you know,
the water might be cold or there might be something there, but you just got to do it anyway. So kudos for you for taking that leap. Not a lot of people do that, and I think that speaks to your success that you've had so far. So,
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. What does a typical day look like at your daycare?
So
I mean, other than what I can envision, a bunch of kids running around, but what's that look like for you?
So I want to say my husband helps a lot with just keeping us afloat. The babies come in, they check in, they get to have like a little table time, whatever the activity may be that we have set out for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want to do that, so we do have different areas in our space where they can go free and just, you know, maneuver around our space. And then after that, breakfast. The children typically, they know what our schedule is, like what we're doing next. And they may even say, why we not going to the bathroom, you know? So then after that tabletop time, then we do breakfast. After breakfast, bathroom. Then we do... then we do some music and movement. After music and movement, then we transition into our activity time. So we have a curriculum that we use, and every month that changes. So like this month that we're getting out of May, all this month was about water. So we either learned about lakes, the ocean, bubbles, things like that. So That's kind of how the day works.
That's great. So that kind of leads right into my next. It sounds, you know, how do you approach your early childhood development? It sounds like there's some, like, Montessori type, like, Piaget-based type learning. Is that kind of where you branched off of?
Well, I'm more of a play-based. But I also use a curriculum because the kids that I serve, I want to also prepare them for school. So just getting the idea of having that schedule and, you know, a focus, something that, you know, we're going to have to work towards.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in between. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea.
Has some touches.
Of Montessori with, you know, having that freedom to do on your own. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they do. I mean, they can make choices and, you know, you have structure too. It's funny, like, how much kids actually do appreciate structure as much as we think they don't.
Yeah.
Having three kids of my own, but just coaching. I coach youth sports as well. And, you know, if we change something up, they're like, Coach, how come we're not doing this today? I'm like, I didn't even know y'all paid that much attention.
Right,
so
right.
They're calling you out on why we're not doing the same thing we do every day. So, like, oh, we're just doing something different. So, It's pretty funny how in tune they are, as much as we think they're not. Mm-hmm. So, talk a little bit about your community impact. How's your daycare made a difference in the lives of the families you served? We touched on it a little bit, but if you could think of one story.
I think my daycare has made a difference and continue to. We're big on family. So everybody that we serve, they feel like family. They're able to come and talk to us, you know, personal issues.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say specific things.
Yeah.
But most of all the families that I have served in the past and present, mm-hmm. I believe that they're my family still to this day. If I see any of them, the kids love me. I love them. Their families, I love them. We just have a mutual respect. Yeah. That's pretty much it. That family, that's a part of my motto. We strive to build on family, learning, and adventure. So everything that we do, we try to tie it into making it into this big adventure at the end. So
is that your mission? Say that again.
So we're built on family,
okay,
learning, and adventure. So this is where Little Steps begin.
Yeah.
With family, learning, and adventure.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really, you just came up with that? Is that just like your mission? Yeah. You can take credit for it. It's all right. Nobody else knows.
I kind of did come up with that. Nobody else gave it to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you touched on it and you said you'd like to get them prepared for school.
Mm-hmm.
Have you witnessed any long-term outcomes of that in your efforts with these children?
Yes.
Outside of that?
Yes. So. Just seeing them have that, see that spark, saying like, ooh, I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I know how to do this all by myself. And just coming up to me saying, hey, Miss Mac, you saw me do that? And I'm like, yeah, I saw you do that, you know? So just having that confidence in themselves. That's the growth that I see daily, especially getting them from, like, young. Yeah. I have a baby with me that I've had, I believe I've had her since, like, early, like, 1, 2.
Oh, okay.
So she has grown, and every day is, like, something new. She's like, Miss Meg, did you hear what I said? Or did you see what I did? You saw I wrote my name?
Yeah.
And it just... It gives me joy that, you know, you've been with me this long and I get to see these achievements keep rising.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Development milestones. Mm-hmm. It is cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when you have your own kids, you like get really excited, but then you think, oh, it's just my kids because I feel that way. But then you see other kids progressing like that and making strides. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's the daycare
same
children,
excitement,
so. They are my kids.
Yeah, 100%.
I tell their parents. These are my babies.
Yeah. So. It's amazing. So you were talking about how early do you take them?
I can take them, it's
prefer
my choice.
To,
I prefer like maybe 1.5 to 7. I like to keep the range so that there's not, you know, babies.
Yeah.
You know, where I can give everybody the attention that they need. I would love to have, like, you know, armed babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a staff thing.
Yeah.
You know, not having enough staff. And I'm big on, I want everybody to feel comfortable and I want everybody to get the attention that they need. That is, like, my biggest focus. Just being able to see everything and be attentive to every need. So, yeah.
You're pretty even keeled, mild temperament, very organized, very well spoken. What keeps you going on those hard days? Do you ever slip up? No, I'm just kidding. But what keeps you going on those hard days? You're so even keel every time I talk to you.
On those hard days is just remembering my why. Why did I get started with this
100%.
To begin with? Who am I doing it for? And just knowing that this, what I'm doing currently is bigger than me. I have my own babies that hopefully in the future they want to take this over.
Yeah.
And they might make this bigger than what I have, you know.
Right.
So those are the things that keep me going. Today was a day. But I had to, like, you know what? Yeah, you're doing it for them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it for the children that I serve.
Yeah.
In the future, they're going to see me and be like, Miss Mac, I remember what you did for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing it for. That's what helps me.
Natural motherly instinct
from
day one.
Yeah.
What values are non-negotiable? We've kind of touched a little bit, so if you want to skip on, but yeah, what values are non-negotiable in your work with your children and the families?
Non-negotiables are just disrespect. I don't want to do it. We're gonna be respectful, mm-hmm. and we're gonna be a family through and through. Sometimes you're not gonna agree with me and what I'm saying, but we gonna get through it. And sometimes I'm not gonna agree with you, but these are my rules. These are the ground rules, and we all gonna stick to them. So.
Communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frustration stems from a lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to keep those channels open.
Yeah.
That's great. Run a tight ship.
Yes, I do.
And the husband helps. Yeah. Uncle Meech.
He the balance.
That's amazing that you shout him out. That's good. It takes a village. A good, strong partnership. So what are some of the biggest hurdles families in your community face when it comes to childcare? Seems like it's nationwide. I wouldn't even say it's community-based.
Yeah, not just my community.
So
I think it's just access and availability. I know for me, I'm only licensed currently for 6. But I think just not enough space has been available at one time. You know, I've had families reach out to us, and they have like maybe 2 or 3 children at a time,
yeah.
and I can't serve them.
Right.
Not because I don't want to. It's just, you know, space, things like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a challenge, the biggest one that I see, and just financials, you know.
So going off of that, if you could change some things about the childcare system, what would be a top wish list on that?
I think a lot of the rules that childcare in general have set, they are meaningful. I think they are necessary. So it wouldn't necessarily, for me, wouldn't be rules that I would want to change with them. I think just getting more people certified and wanting to really do this kind of work.
Yeah.
And then maybe having more accessibility to providers like myself that want to learn more so that they can hire more staff, things like that. That's more where I see it. Because if we have more staff and we're able to possibly get spaces,
yeah,
you know, and have this whole thing go out, I think it'll work out for families. But I think just right now, with not having so many people willing to learn this trade, and people that's compassionate, you know, and that know how to love children and families and that's respectful, I think all those things just tie in together. I think people just learning how to deal with children and families and all those things tying together.
The laws and some of the requirements are kind of interesting. My wife, I think I shared this with you, but my wife works in daycare, and you know, she worked in pediatrics for like 13 years at a medical capacity. So has worked with everything across the board that you can think of as far as children. And she took the, you know, the daycare role or whatever. And she thought she could be a lead, but they actually require like an associate's in child care plus the hours, which they changed, I understand, because it used to be a straight bachelor's, if I'm not mistaken, or associate's plus it was bachelor's or associate's and then like a crazy amount of hours. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was kind of wild, like reading through it. I was like, there's no way that you wouldn't be qualified with like, I mean, you have three children of your own who you've raised more than easy enough, and you've been in the medical field for 13 years, and it was just really surprising to me at how stringent some of the policies
there
were.
I
get it. It's children. It's children's safety, et cetera. But to your point of the accessibility and people who want to do this, like there's those barriers and then there's no access to funding or anything like that to cover those, to get more people into it because you know, those people that want to transition out of the medical field, it's a great opportunity for them to still care for people at a different capacity and not have to deal with day in and day out of all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think you hit it right on the head with some of the accessibility.
So. Yeah. So you guys can find us on Instagram at Daycare Little Steps. You can also find us on Facebook, Little Steps Daycare. We have this month, we're going to be having, Shenanigans Petting Zoo visit our daycare, and they're just going to be coming out, bringing some of their, animals because this month we're going to be learning about the farm and the zoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so the children will get to have that hands-on experience with, the animals. So that's our big thing. Also, we'll be at, on June 22nd of this month, we will also be at the Muskegon Black Expo. That's at the Muskegon Farmers Market. We'll be selling popcorn and cookies and our shirts and just promoting our business, sharing some of the things that we're going to be doing. And hopefully by that time, because we recently applied to increase our numbers.
Nice.
So hopefully by that time, we'll be ready to say we have some open spots available. And during that event, people can set up meetings with us so that we can have a meeting and discuss whether or not we'll be a good fit for their family.
That's awesome. The petting shenanigans, is that like a open invitation, or are you just letting people know?
So I'm kind of just sharing.
Okay.
It's not an open invitation.
I just wanted to clear that out.
Yeah. but I'm just sharing some of the great things that we're doing at Little Steps. We always try to give our children an opportunity to have hands-on experiences that especially tie into the lessons that we're learning monthly. So that is like a big thing for us that we'll be doing this month.
Yeah, someday I'll have to come check it out. Maybe I could teach the kids about, like, budgeting or something.
Yeah.
Is that too young?
Or you can just come with some change, just showing them, like, this is a quarter.
Dollars and cents.
Yeah, dollars and cents.
We could do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm open to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I like getting out in the community.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you guys, sitting with me on Friday afternoon after 5. So
yes.
I know you're probably tired and want to get out of here. So thank you again for all your time and all the wonderful work
thank
you do.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Wish you nothing but the success.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye.